Track 10, Forest Corner. Thoresby Colliery Band used to play along here sometimes, and I'd come to watch my brother. That was such a lovely sound, and it kept him so busy. It was such a big part of his life, the armistice parades and garden parties and all the competitions where they won so many prizes, and they still do. So, let's walk down towards Edwinstowe. The pavement vanishes as we pass the church, so you may want to use the zebra crossing here and walk down on the opposite side of the road. Come on. When I was younger, I was always fascinated by the deluge of cyclists that would descend upon the village at the weekends. The Forest Lodge had a covered archway where they invited them in. You'd see the odd little car, but not many, just hundreds of bicycles. And Mrs. Croft, who had one of the cottages where Lorne's restaurant is now, had the good idea to open her front door to sell tea and toast. She made a fortune. Her cottage became the Maid Marian in the end, with the cottage next to it, and they sold every meal you could want. Mrs. Shepherd, the chief cook at the Thoresby Colliery Canteen, who lived in one of the cottages further up, could see how successful Mrs. Croft's enterprise was and started to sell tea in a jug from her side window. You took the whole thing with you into the forest, leaving a deposit, of course. She did a roaring business too. I imagine they couldn't have moved in that cottage for jugs. They were pioneers, those ladies. But it took a long time before others really built on their success. It's only in the last 20 years that the village has realised that it must make its money from tourism. It had always been a bit sniffy about it up to then. I remember about 10 years ago, when a table appeared outside the cob shop, next to the Black Swan on the High Street, and we all thought, what's going on? This is very cosmopolitan. We're not going to walk right into the village, so if you want to see the statue of Robin and Marian outside the library, then you'll have to do it another time. We're going to take a right when we get to the junction, with the Royal Oak and the War Memorial on the opposite side of the road. And as we walk along Mansfield Road, you'll soon see some steps up to the Thoresby Colliery Memorial, next to the village hall. Once you've found it, and there's a bench there you can sit on, then go to the next track.